Welcome to the Internet Marketing Voodoo Podcast, brought to you by MindComet. And now, here's your host, Ted Murphy.
Welcome to Internet Marketing Voodoo, episode 15. I'm your host, Ted Murphy, and with us today is Richard Castellini, VP of Consumer Marketing for CareerBuilder.com. Welcome to the show today, Richard.
Hey, thanks for having me, Ted.
Richard, we're here to talk today about viral marketing, and I know that CareerBuilder has recently won an award for one of your viral marketing campaigns. Mm-hmm. But before we jump into that, I wanted to give our audience a little bit of a background about CareerBuilder.com and who your target demographic is.
CareerBuilder.com is the largest job search site in the United States with an average of 21 million unique visitors in a month. We are owned by the Gannett, Tribune, and Knight Ridder companies, so three newspaper giants. I have over 1.3 million jobs on our site on any given month, and we specialize in what we're called a generalist in terms of having positions from high-level, CFO, CEO positions down to entry-level positions. So our target is very broad-based. Our media buying targets are probably similar to a consumer packaged good than a niche program or a niche site.
You've recently launched a viral marketing campaign, and I know that this kind of dovetailed into some of the television and other advertising you guys have been doing. And that was called Monkey Mail. Can you tell us a little bit about the campaign?
Around our second installment of Super Bowl ads, we launched a new way for people to use and integrate our brand. We've got a considerable amount of equity built up in these chimps that people recognize from our spots from last year and this year. And this was what we found was an interesting way for people to interact with that brand.
How exactly did it work?
Well, we partnered with our ad agency, Kramer Consult, and their technology provider, Oddcast, and had the ability for you to create a customized message, whether you wanted to do speech-to-text or actually dial a 1-800 number, record a message, and have that message being sent off to someone where they could see it, and the characters that would be addressing this message were the chimpanzees that were used in our television advertising creative. So you could get a message from one of the career builder chimps. Maybe it's a nice son wishing a Mother's Day message to his mother, or someone trying to romance somebody on Valentine's Day with a monkey message. Either way, it's been a tremendous success in people integrating with our brand.
Before we get into the details, in case somebody hasn't seen this, I know that actually that's the way I was exposed to your brand, through one of these emails. Where can people go to actually send a monkey mail?
They can visit CareerBuilder.com itself, and there is a advertisement or a banner on the homepage of CareerBuilder or monkeymail.com.
How long did it take with this campaign before you were able to see some significant results? Obviously, viral campaigns kind of spread over time. How long was it until you started to see some increases in traffic and some good exposure?
We've been really thrilled with the success, like most viral campaigns, especially one like this where we actually didn't spend media dollars behind it to support the campaign, to drive people to the website. We actually just began to see this thing through one email to our database of users. And then from then, we've seen a steady growth. And, we started out with sending about 4 million emails about the Monkey Mail campaign. And since then, we've seen somewhere in the neighborhood of 75,000 people a day.
Where is the majority of that exposure coming from? Is it coming from referral emails? Is it coming from people blogging about it or social networks or articles of people talking about it? Where are you seeing the traffic coming from?
Luckily, it's been across all of those things. It's the pass-alongs that you made reference to, that people have sent you a message, and then they think it's unique and interesting and send that along. If you go to one of these blog search engines, like the Technorati's, you'll see that there's thousands of references to Monkey Mail in people's blogs. If you go to different websites, there's been plenty of references to it. We're really excited in the sense that we found something that was truly an interactive way for people to touch upon your brand that has gotten this much of groundswell.
And you mentioned that you haven't really spent much in terms of media. It sounds like you just used your initial email list. How does this compare to your traditional marketing efforts, such as television campaigns?
Well, I mean, I can certainly tell you it's a heck of a lot cheaper than a Super Bowl ad. But I guess that's the most expensive 30 seconds in media. We have found this to be a truly engaging thing. I mentioned this, but we've had, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 5.5 million unique visitors come and visit it, and they've streamed about 31 million monkey mail messages.
Now, streaming out 31 million monkey mail messages, what type of budget are you working with? What are the costs? You know, certainly not as expensive as a Super Bowl campaign, but what type of budget are you working with?
Well, you're working on it's a smaller budget, but, you know, once a campaign like this gets up and running, there's the upfront cost, obviously, of establishing the campaign. But then after that, you were really looking at just paying for the 1-800 number and the incremental streams. It's tremendously cost-effective, you know, to have 5.5 million people engage in your brand on average of 6.5 minutes, and all you're going to really have to pay for is a long-distance call and some streaming costs after the incremental setup is, needless to say, been a tremendous success for the organization.
How are you guys measuring the success of the viral campaign? I mean, obviously it gets you brand exposure, but is that translating into new customers for you?
We have kind of a double-sided marketing approach. You know, we need to certainly get consumers or job seekers to our site to drive traffic to the people that pay for our business, which are employers. And this is really focused at increasing our awareness to job seekers. So to give you some idea, we've had an increase in traffic on average of an additional million unique visitors or so a month this year over last year. And those job seekers have applied to about 20% more jobs than they did last year. So that's been an outright success. If you also want to look at the benefit on the employer side, the people that pay the bills, you know, last year we grew at around 75% year over year. This year we're going to grow our business by, you know, well over $100 million.
What would you say are the key elements that made the program Monkey Mail such a success?
Simple, engaging, truly viral, and unique. I mean, it was simple to use. You can either quickly go in, you're on one page, you don't have to dig through several different pages on a web experience. You can type in your message and have it automatically come back to you, and you can preview it. You can call real quickly, get your message on the website quickly. It is truly pass-along or viral, because the way to engage it is passing the message on to a friend. And it hasn't been done in a mass scale like this before.
In the future, do you think you're going to be using similar channels? Are you going to take this to the next level? What's the future hold for you?
Well, one, I made reference to a couple of holidays earlier. It's been kind of funny that we see a spike in traffic in the Monkey Mail site around holidays. You know, we saw a big spike in traffic around Valentine's Day. No better way to say I love you than having a chimpanzee tell you. And we saw a spike in traffic this past weekend with Mother's Day. So we will plan to update and to continually look to freshen the experience of people on the Monkey Mail site. But ongoing, we're going to be agnostic about the way to deliver our message to users, meaning we'll certainly look at online, offline, you know, traditional, new media. There are a bunch of different ways to use the rise of the internet and the changing medias to get your message out, and we hope to do that as successfully as any marketer.
I have a quick audio recording for someone here that has called in and left a voicemail about viral marketing, and I'm going to play this for you right now and see if we can't answer their question.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Kathleen, and I'm calling from California. If your average small business marketer was looking for a cheap way to promote their services, I'm guessing word of mouth is probably the best option, but where do you start with this exactly? How can I start the buzz? And where should I be looking to get exposure?
Well, if we're focusing in on a small business, I would be assuming that would be I'm thinking of a local retail shop, for instance, and you're going to be focused on that local market. I live in Evanston, Illinois, so I'm thinking of a local shop in Evanston, Illinois. You know, how do you generate buzz? You do things within that community, whether it's sponsor a different race, whether it is doing a giveaway at your store, something like that. That's where you would look to use word of mouth to make a splash, get your name out, get some publicity in the local area or the local market. So you need to do a lot of grassroots thing. If your business is a little bit larger and you're talking about defined marketing budgets, then you open up a different area of opportunities. And as everybody looks, you know, one of the more effective ways that people have looked at is, for instance, search marketing. You know, get your word out on the terms that people are using.
Actually, speaking of search marketing, did you guys do any sort of search marketing or anything like that with the Monkey Mail campaign?
Yes, we buy the words that support Monkey Mail when people are looking, you know, talking chimps or Monkey Mail itself, Career Builder, those, you know, we buy words around it to support it.
And what would you say are the top three most important things that people should know about viral marketing that you can share with our listeners?
In my estimation, the top three things when you're looking at viral marketing is it has to be engaging, has to be genuine, and it has to be easy to use.
Fair enough. If you're listening to this through a podcast, you can download a viral marketing white paper at internetmarketingvoodoo.com. Richard, I appreciate your time today and certainly some great information for our listeners who are always asking us about viral marketing and what they can do with their own campaigns. And hopefully we can have you back in the future when you guys release the next iteration of Monkey Mail.
Great. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
For more information on this week's topic, visit internetmarketingvoodoo.com. This podcast has been brought to you by MindComet, the relationship agency.